All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Being in therapy or anything in life, about finding balance, and that's what we aim at through the topics we pick on the show and the way we process any callers that may call in. This is a live call-in show. And the toll-free number is 1-866-277-5369. And if you're local in the Phoenix area, it's 602-277-KFNX. The show last week actually was rather profound, particularly because of a caller named Doug, and I want to thank him for the courage to call in and be as open and vulnerable as he was. And if you're listening tonight, Doug, I do want to thank you and hope all is going well. I also got a couple of emails, and for those of you who may have emailed me, my email has not been working for the last 3 days, so I only just this evening got emails. And I want to thank Sam, who wrote, "Dear Stuart, just a short note to tell you that I enjoyed your show last week. I think you helped that chap who called in a great deal. I found it interesting and touching to listen to. Take care, Sam." And even more so, apparently the show was re-aired later in the week during daytime, and Ethel, if you're listening in, I want to thank you for the email, and I will answer it more in depth later. And if you're listening tonight and feel like calling in, please feel free to. I want to thank you for your openness in this email that you sent. Tonight's topic, since I realize that next week is Thanksgiving, next Thursday night, so I will not be doing a live show next week. I will be celebrating Thanksgiving like most of you, and there'll be a repeat of one of my previous shows, and probably the one on intimacy and relationships that I did my second week and had a couple of callers then. But tonight's topic is emotional traumas of the holidays. Heal the past to bring joy to the present. And the idea for this tonight actually came from Dr. Joyce Brothers, who had a very good article in Parade Magazine on Sunday, November 4th, called Reconnect with Your Family. In crisis and celebration, the ties between parents and children and brothers and sisters become more meaningful, but rifts also can be more painful. Here's how to come back together. Very focused and touching piece, and dealt with a lot of issues that I think all of us can relate to. I know that from my own personal experience, I remember when I first moved away from home after graduate school, actually, and I was living in West Palm Beach area in Florida. I remember the first Thanksgiving that I actually was not able to go back to New York and spend with family, and created my own Thanksgiving. It was a number of friends that I had made down there, a number of people who didn't have other places to go, and I cooked the turkey for the first time and other things, and people brought food, and it was the first time in my own home I had a holiday celebration. And while there was some melancholy about not being with family, which is what I was used to and most of us are used to, it was something sweet and very special about that first holiday away in my own home. There have been many others since then, and some back with family during the holidays. But some people have a difficult time with that, not being able to go home. To some people, when the holidays come, there's a real sense of sadness that they're not with family. For other people, there's a real sense of joy and gladness that they can't get home to be with family. Because there's actually a dread in going home to the same type of discomfort, fights, dysfunction, all those sort of things. And at the beginning of Dr. Brothers' article in Parade magazine, she writes, "Thanksgiving is almost here, and Christmas and Hanukkah are waiting in the wings. What could be better than planning to celebrate with our families? But while the turkey may be perfect, your family's behavior may not be. Siblings snipe at one another, grandparents lose their patience, cousins drift off to watch TV, feuding relatives pout, and every single trait that ever annoyed you about a particular family member makes an appearance. Even if you've had this experience, you may well be trying again this year, because hope springs eternal when it comes to holidays and the families. You can be more effective if you understand why things sometimes go awry at holiday time and what you can do about it." Very true. I often joke, even though I'm 51 years old, anytime I go to visit my mom in particular, it's as if I'm still an 8-year-old or even a 16-year-old. I totally know how to drive a car. I know how to take care of myself. But when you're coming back, do you really have to go do that? Slow down, watch that turn, all that stuff, as if she's obviously still in that role of mom and is not able to see me as clearly an adult past 40, past 50 now. It's just habit. It's routine. It's annoying and quite stressful at times, even when I call her attention to it and ask her politely and nicely, and sometimes not so nicely when it just seems to keep going on and on. My mom and I have a great relationship, and at the same time, it's difficult for me not to shift into that role of seeing her as mom, and sometimes me, without even realizing it, behaving like I used to when I was a child, or a teenager, or a younger adult. I hate the way it looks when I look at myself doing it, but I also hate the way the two of us just fall back into those familiar old patterns. Now, it's nowhere near what it used to be. We were able to talk very openly about it and actually laugh about it at times, but not everybody is able to do that. Most people go anticipating that, you know, their 20s, they're in their 30s, they're in their 40s, and maybe in their 60s and still have an adult parent alive and dread the fact that they're still going to be talked to or treated as not the adult that they are. And so there's a dread in going home. There may be competition among siblings where one's achieved more than another or one's favored above another, like the Smothers Brothers, mom always liked you best or dad always liked you best or whatever the situation may be, there may be a genuine dread about going home, but not the sense of empowerment about being able to say, you know what, I don't have to make that trip this year. I don't have to do this. I can set boundaries. I can minimize the amount of time I spend there. Or I can actually make a commitment to healing within myself, the pain and the fear, the anxiety that goes on every time I think about going home. Now, any of you that are listening, I want you to think. I want you to close your eyes if you're not driving, and think about your family holiday growing up. Let's just start with Thanksgiving, since that's the closest one. What the family traditions were. What the family patterns were. Was it truly fun? Was everybody cooking together and people coming together with dishes coming in from out of town? Was there the same fear and anxiety that there always existed around the dinner table any time during the year of arguing and fighting and abuse, people getting drunk? You know, what are the associations you have? And how do they continue to play out even when you're not around your family? How do they continue to affect even your own dinner table when you're not home with mom and dad? Maybe mom and dad aren't even alive anymore. And how is the holiday still affecting you as if mom and dad were still alive? How do you still bring them to the dinner table in recreating the dysfunction that existed? or can you really connect with their light and the joy of the memories of what were and bring that into your holidays and into the dinner circle so that it's really, because the memories are beautiful, that you actually are able to extend those memories today around your own holiday table. There are many people who really feel that sense of dread. Are you one of them? What do you do with it? How are you already building your defenses and protecting yourself? How is your cynicism already affecting your preparation for what's to be a week from now at Thanksgiving, or a month from now, or almost a month from now, about 5 weeks from now, or Christmas and Hanukkah? What are you already doing that is causing you pain and suffering in the anticipation? Is the stress and anxiety, the sleeplessness already building just in anticipation? I'm asking you these questions because very often we're not aware that our anticipation, long before the holiday gets here, is already building. The defenses are already being restructured. Our arguments are already coming up in our minds. So even before we get to that holiday table, we're already dreading it. So home for the holidays means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. What does home for the holidays mean to you? How are you going to make it different this year? How are you going to really go in and not get engaged in the dysfunctional patterns? What have you tried in the past to make it different? And how often have you come away feeling maybe like the failure that they always told you you were, because somehow you got hooked again and you leave there beating yourself up like, why do I do this every year? How do I keep going back there? Why is it always the same? Why am I so incapable of doing anything different? Part of it is because there's a family system that has an agreement that this is the way it is. These are the roles. You're the black sheep. You're the aggressor. You're the critical parent. You're the failure. Whatever. Everybody has their roles. And it's an unspoken contract in a sense, although sometimes it is an agreed upon contract. And it's very difficult when there's a family system for one individual to say, I'm renegotiating this contract. And when you try to do it unilaterally, of course it's going to meet resistance because the family does not know how to function if anybody comes in trying to play a different role than what everybody's used to. And if you try to verbally negotiate it and people are really set in their ways or too threatened by the whole idea, they're going to make you wrong. They're going to think you're ridiculous. There's really no problems here. This is just the way our family is. Everybody loves each other. So what if we, you know, are constantly bickering? It's just the way we express our love. Okay, so what do? We associate love with fighting. We associate love with pain. We associate love with all those things, which makes it difficult to have the kind of relationships as adults that doesn't bring the same stuff into it. So when we come back, we're going to talk about various things that Dr. Brothers talks about in this article to identify in terms of these patterns and ways of actually making some changes. So please feel free to call in. Stay tuned. We're going to be back after these messages.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy, and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Events in Serbia change constantly, and if you're Serbian, you need to be able to stay in touch. You need to be able to organize with a group that is just as concerned about Serbia as you are. That's why there's United Serbs of Arizona. United Serbs of Arizona keeps you connected with Serbia. United Serbs of Arizona is the only Serbian news and information radio program in the Southwest United States, giving you the Serbian perspective on news, culture, and religious events. You'll hear from the most influential people in the Serbian church, politics, and culture. It is the goal of the United Serbs of Arizona to put together an informational service to Arizona Serbs that makes sure that you stay on top of the latest developments that matter to you. It's the only radio show with a Serbian perspective, one that announces church and local events free of charge, and one that brings you the latest news and music. Listen to United Serbs of Arizona on KFNX, 1100 AM, 3 to 4 PM Saturdays. Serbia is important to you, and it's important to United Serbs of Arizona.
How well is your business meeting today's competitive challenges? How distinctive are you in the eyes of your customer? How do you handle the conflicts of your work environment? For answers to these and more, tune in to BizBuzz Monday evenings at 6 p.m. Your host, Dr. Monik Dustur, draws on over 20 years of corporate and consulting experience to offer insightful solutions. Today's problems are multidimensional. The solutions can't be unidimensional. Monik's guests will bring their own special skills and knowledge to focus on the topics that impact the business world we live in today. That's BizBuzz every Monday night at 6 p.m. on AM 1100 KFNX.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. And tonight's topic is actually preparing us for the holidays, emotional traumas of the holidays, heal the past to bring joy to the present. I'm actually basing this tonight on an article from Parade Magazine from Sunday, November 4th, 2001, by Dr. Joyce Brothers, called Reconnect with Your Family. And previously we've been talking about our anticipation of the holidays, whether we have reason to anticipate what's coming, particularly next week with Thanksgiving, but also in December with Hanukkah and Christmas, whether we have reason to anticipate these things with joy and excitement, or whether some of us consciously or subconsciously are already dreading the whole thing, or whether there's a sense of grief because the family's just not around anymore, you can't get home to them, or they've passed on, or maybe even the grief with the fact that people are feuding and nobody chooses to get together. Either way, it's about taking an honest look, telling the truth faster about what's going on inside you as the holidays are approaching. How much in denial are you about the realities of the holiday table, the gathering of the family? Maybe it's the only time each year that people do get together and you dread it. Maybe it's the only time each year that people really get together because they're so scattered and it's source of excitement for you. The concept of holidays, particularly as we're approaching Thanksgiving, what Dr. Brothers talks about is in one way, our ghosts at the holiday tables, which are things I talked about during the last segment. You know, what was things like in childhood? You know, what kind of relationship did the parents, do your parents have? Are they still around? Sibling rivalry. Also, when there are outsiders at the table, and it's an important thing that she mentions, especially if there is a boyfriend, girlfriend, or mate, or husband, wife of somebody, and that person feels like such an outsider or has some traditions of their own that they're bringing in, and how welcoming or resistant the family really is. And maybe you're one of those people who was the in-law, so to speak, and was at the holiday gathering and felt like that outsider. And very often, there are a lot of hurt feelings in situations like that. So what happens with those hurt feelings? If you're not able to share that, if the family system is not one where communication is possible, and people are in such denial that they're not willing to acknowledge that they have such a closed system that it's hard to welcome an outsider. So what do you do then if you're the in-law, if you're a friend coming to dinner? Those are difficult questions. Some of you may have had those experiences, and you're welcome to call in so we can talk about it. But there's also personal hurt is at the heart of every family holiday gone wrong. And that's a quote from Dr. Brothers' article here. And she says, you can make things better, and she has a number of ways of doing this. First of all, ask, is it worth it? Think hard. If you value the individual with whom you're having difficulties, if there are happy memories and positive ties, it's probably worth working on the situation. Second part, she says, analyze the problem so that it does not sneak up and surprise you at the family gathering. Like I was saying before, you know, be honest. Is something already churning? Are there things that you're already aware of? Are you in denial, or are you really willing to take a look at it? And she uses the example, let's say you have a sister whose helpful advice somehow makes you feel terrible. She may suggest that you take the turkey out of the oven sooner than planned so it doesn't get overdone the way it did last year. She might point out the lint on your jacket so you can brush it off. Ask yourself, why does she have the ability to push my buttons? You may find that her ability to annoy is fueled by your own insecurities. In other words, it may not just be her. It may be the thoughts and beliefs that you have about yourself, where any situation like that, any comment by anyone, has that kind of effect on you. The next thing she says is evaluate whether it's possible for the person to change. If so, take the initiative, particularly if you've been on the outs. Send a note or phone or make an appointment to meet, even before the holidays. Okay? Again, that's what I was talking about earlier also. Is there addiction going on? Is there alcoholism going on? Is there things that are so embedded in a dysfunctional way other than addictions that there is clearly no desire to change? Are the people around you in such denial, even if you're waking up? Is the family system in such denial that nobody is willing to change? Is there one person in that family system that you think may be ready to hear it? Ally, my suggestion is determine which person that is. Maybe the person you have the closest relationship with, and try and create an ally there. Not to make everyone else wrong, but to just try and wake one other person up to the things you're beginning to observe as you're healing your own life. And the last thing she says under this is sit down and talk. So when we come back, we'll be talking more. And stay tuned to Tell the Truth Faster.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Dr. Edward Kondrat is one of the few alternatively oriented ophthalmologists anywhere and the only homeopathic eye doctor in the country. He's achieved success where conventional approaches have failed in treatment of serious eye disease like macular degeneration. He sometimes uses chelation therapy and microcurrent stimulation for this disease, the leading cause of blindness. And Dr. Kondrat is an expert in nutrition for the eyes. Check out his fascinating book, Healing the Eye the Natural Way, number one best-selling homeopathic publication today at Amazon.com. Call 1-800-430-9328, 800-430-9328, or go to his website, www.kondrot.com. To book an appointment to see Dr. Kondrat, just call 1-800-430-9328. The pioneering eye treatments of Dr. Edward Kondrat, a leader in natural and homeopathic medicine for the eye. Again, the number, 1-800-430-9328.
7 out of 10 dogs turned into the animal shelter are there because the owner simply did not understand how to change an unwanted behavior. 8 out of 10 will be euthanized. Unnecessary death to a wonderful companion. If yelling no, shouting and hitting and scolding worked, those 7 out of 10 dogs would not end up a sad and forgotten statistic. If you would like your animal companion to be well behaved, and if you would like to know how to get full cooperation from any animal, then Animal Coaching, hosted by world famous animal trainer Maureen Hall, is for you. Tune in every Thursday morning, 6 to 7 a.m., right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
Here's your current KFNX weather forecast, put at the top and bottom of every hour. Listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique program. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and every week we talk about issues dealing with our mental health, take a more holistic perspective, meaning the balance between the body, mind, and spirit, and try and pick on some topics that might be stimulating and of interest to everyone. Tonight, of course, with the holidays coming, the topic is emotional traumas of the holidays, heal the past to bring joy to the present. And I've been referring a lot tonight to an article written by Dr. Joyce Brothers in Parade Magazine of November 4th, 2001, called Reconnect with Your Family. And again, what are your expectations and anticipations of the holidays? Next week is Thanksgiving. And are you already in a state of dread, sleepless nights, frenetic activity, or maybe someone you know is already acting like that? Or is there a real sense of joy and anticipation because of how much you enjoy being around your family? And, of course, there are many families that actually have very wonderful holidays. Not everything is dysfunction and struggle. The next phase that Dr. Brothers talks about in this article is transform the relationship. After you make that commitment to reconnect, reaching out is vital, she says, but so is looking within. Altering your own point of view can free both of you from hurtful patterns of behavior. Okay? And she has a few suggestions here. Now, one of them is change the interaction. You can neutralize a problem simply by changing your response. Rather than becoming annoyed at an overbearing sister, for example, thank her for the advice, but state firmly that you are in control of what needs to be done. Then move on to another subject. Before a family gathering, visualize the new interaction. Practice letting annoyances float away. This is an important one, actually, because if you have the belief that this is the way things are and always will be, always have been, then you're always going to be engaged in the process. Remember I said earlier, everybody in a dysfunctional family system has spoken and unspoken agreements as to their roles in that family, which means as soon as one person starts playing out a role, maybe it's a sibling who's very critical, and you're the one always being criticized, then you take it on as, well, this is my role. I'm the one that's supposed to be criticized. I'm then supposed to create a lot of uproar and drama because of the criticism, or I'm supposed to be quiet, take it, so everyone has the outlet that they need to unload their rage and anger and all their garbage, and I'm the one that's supposed to take it all in and let it build up. Well, of course, from a holistic perspective, think what that's doing not just to you emotionally, but how that's impacting you physically. What kind of health problems do you have when you're the one that's taking all that in and building it up and not saying your truth? And again, where have you gotten these new skills from? Who's taught them to you? Understanding that there are skills that you need to learn in order to deal with this in a more healthy way. Unilaterally, again, renegotiating the family contract of who does what. If you're really looking to move out of your family role in that system, obviously the first thing that needs to be done is for you to develop the confidence and the foundation that you need to be able to deal with everybody's uproar and criticism about, you know, look how uppity you're getting. Who do you think you are, you know, doing it differently? You know, what makes you think you're better than the rest of us? And really all you're trying to do is elevate your own thinking, elevate your own life, elevate your own relationships. And there needs to be a willingness, if the family or members in the family are not willing to renegotiate these family patterns and create not just better holidays, but better relationships throughout the year, you need to be willing to make the hard decisions. Sometimes it means disconnecting for a while you really do establish your own foundation, develop your own confidence, develop your own sense of self-love, and try this on in the context of other relationships. In Sandra Ray's book, Loving Relationships, one thing that she states is a metaphysical law. People treat you the way you treat yourself. One definition of love is ultimate self-approval. If you love yourself, you will automatically give others the opportunity to love you. If you hate yourself, you will not allow others to love you. If your self-esteem is low and someone loves and accepts you, you will reject them, try to change them, or think they are lying, or think they're crazy. And so people treat you the way you treat yourself. So if you grew up in a household where you were treated, again, as the black sheep, as the failure, as, you know, the one that can be dumped on, and you have bought into that role in life, you'll find more than likely employers that treat you the same way, spouses that treat you the same way, maybe even your kids treating you the same way. You may even run into people in stores that treat you the same way. And it just feels familiar. It feels natural. But it doesn't feel pleasant. It doesn't make you happy. And that's what I'm saying. If you're really interested in making changes, if you're really beginning to see that these family systems don't serve and support you, and that you play a part in this, telling the truth faster is also about understanding your own role in this and not just getting stuck in blaming everybody else. Okay? That's part, again, of your agreement in terms of your role in relationships. You won't take responsibility for going back for more abuse. You won't take responsibility for how you let people treat you. And this is the beginning, is waking up to your own role in this and getting out of the blame game, getting out of, well, they're horrible people. Because the truth is, chances are you give as well as you take in certain ways, even if it's quietly and internally, or even if you're passing it on to other people because, you know, you don't have the strength or power to give it back to the family, or it just escalates into this uproar and rage every time the family gets together. What's the point? It's not pleasant. It's abusive. It keeps people emotionally unhealthy. It creates physical unhealth, and it keeps people spiritually disconnected and shut down. Another thing Dr. Joyce Brothers talks about in terms of transforming the relationship is walk in the other person's shoes for a minute. Empathy, or at least maybe seeing why mom or dad or siblings are so scared. And usually a lot of the arguments and things are fear-based. Okay, it may be, obviously, that holidays are still triggering their own childhood holiday situations, and your grandparents treated them the same way. Or maybe you can actually see the interaction when your grandparents come to visit, the way they treat your parents. And how does that make you feel about your parents? You see all of a sudden these parents that you may love and adore all of a sudden become 10-year-olds themselves. And so all of a sudden you see grandparents in a different light, or maybe a light you've been seeing for years, and it doesn't make you feel particularly good about your own parents. Why aren't they standing up to them? And maybe then you get angry with mom and dad because they're not being those strong role models that you've always needed and wanted, and maybe at times they were, but not consistently enough. So having some empathy for the other people, as Dr. Joyce Brother says here, empathy not only lowers your blood pressure, it also drains away anger. Seeing them as scared little kids themselves, acting out their own family patterns, that's one way to kind of, in a sense, detach a little bit emotionally from what's going on so that you can be a little bit more clear-headed and conscious about your own reactions. Very important. Lower your expectations, Dr. Brother says, because feelings run so strong, we tend to be harder on family members than on others. Pretend that your family is a group of people you've never met before. You might find that you're less critical. Okay? She also mentions value the payoffs. And there are payoffs for healing these patterns. More peace of mind as you get older, deeper, more meaningful relationships. And the last thing she talks about in this section is forgive, forgive, forgive. Nothing brings families together faster than forgiveness. Now, forgiveness doesn't mean you just overlook continued behavior. All right? Forgiveness is working on it so that all of a sudden there's a neutral feeling about it. And people very often think, well, if I forgive them, then I have to go back into that situation, and that situation is abusive. Forgiveness is finding peace within yourself and knowing how to set boundaries and not engaging in the same behavior. And if it's very abusive, then maybe even deciding not to be in the presence of it anymore. But forgiveness is finding a peaceful place within yourself so that there is no charge on what's going on. There's no desire for revenge, no desire to express your rage. But it also could mean that you also have a neutral feeling about getting together and choose to do something else on the holidays. So feel free to call in when we come back from this break. This is Stuart Altschul, and you're listening to Tell the Truth Faster.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website, at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
The Mark Taylor name has always been synonymous with the superior apartment communities around the valley. They'd like to introduce you to Ocotillo Springs. Come home to Ocotillo Springs. These 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes feature bright open spaces and unexpected designer touches. Located at Queen Creek and Alma School in Chandler, you'll enjoy VIP golf, lake and waterfall views, and exceptional service. Or relax in one of the Ocotillo Springs pools and spas. Work out in the deluxe fitness center and impress your friends with the landscaping and meticulously groomed grounds. Call Mark Taylor today for great move-in specials at 480-502-7733. Again, that's 480-502-7733. Lease today and capture the magic of Mark Taylor lifestyle.
If you're feeling down and need a spiritual lift through song, sermon, or even talking in prayer, tune in to Reverend Larry Foote of Graceland Ministries as he presents to you The King every Sunday evening, 5:30 to 6 p.m. on AM 1100 KFNX, where you can get your fix of uplifting gospel music, sermons on the Word of God by Reverend Foote, and discuss your own personal relationship with the Lord.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. And tonight, the topic is emotional traumas of the holidays. Heal the past to bring joy to the present. And I've actually been referencing Dr. Joyce Brothers this evening in an article she wrote in Parade Magazine, November 4th, 2001. It's interesting, we're talking about families, and that actually is my younger brother's birthday. Anyway, the whole topic tonight is about what we're doing to anticipate what the holidays mean to us, what history has always dictated it to be, and if that's been joyful, how to reinforce that. If that's been stressful, how to choose differently coming into these holidays. Or how to start acknowledging it for yourself so that you can start working on making different choices in the future. And if it's too close to the holidays now for you to totally transform and become an ascended master by next week and Thanksgiving, at least maybe tonight's show is getting you to think more consciously while you're actually at the dinner table with family this holiday, so that you can start identifying the things and being more conscious of your own reactions and seeing how knee-jerk or just reactive they are, and how much in control they are of you instead of your consciousness being able to choose differently. So, getting back to Dr. Joyce Brothers, also mentioned, we talked about lowering expectations. We went all the way through forgiveness. Now, she also talks about making a feast of reconnection. And obviously that's very apropos. And she says, let's say you've resolved the differences between you and a family member. Now make your gathering a true feast of reconnection for the entire family. Particularly, she says, if you're the host, you can ask for suggestions to make your time together easier and more fun. And actually acknowledge the ideas that you may get from those family members. Write them down. And if they seem to make sense or they're doable, acknowledge the people who came up with them. Support them for coming up with some ideas. And the holidays can also be a time for positive reminiscing. It may be for younger generations to listen to not just the old stories over and over again that may be boring, but maybe finding ways of getting the older generation to really talk more about family history that maybe nobody's known about before. I know in my own family that my dad's going to be 80 in May, and we're preparing a celebration about that, and it's been difficult at times during the years. I mean, he was in World War II, and it's only been recent years that, you know, he's been talking more about that. I think as all of us really want to talk about history, and all of us want to, in a sense, write our memoirs, whether we do it verbally, whether we do it in writing, whether it's just an internal thing. No matter what age, but the older we get, we all kind of take stock in what life's been about. There are a lot of things I have no idea about my grandparents. What was that childhood for my father like? And so years ago, I actually started asking questions of my mom and dad. It was important to me to really know where they came from along the way, because it's where I came from. And knowing that my grandfather, my dad's dad, at age 13 was a stowaway on a ship leaving Russia, and he was the only member of his family that actually got out in the early 1900s, very early 1900s, was something I didn't know till about 10 years ago. And to me, what a significant piece of information to know how much the family loved and supported my grandfather, that they were willing to put him on a ship and hopefully get him to the U.S. make a better life for himself, knowing that they may never see him again and he may never see them again, and how scared that 13-year-old must have been, but knowing it was him being the oldest child, it was his duty to do that. You know, that even in Russian at Ellis Island, he was able to help them understand he had an aunt and uncle in Brooklyn that were ultimately called and paid his fare, and they let him stay, or I wouldn't be on the telephone, on the radio with you right now, going through all this. There's so much about history that we don't know. Interesting things. Even our history of our own birth experience as a rebirther. I have so many clients, including myself when I first started rebirthing 17 years ago, before I did the first breath session with my friend Jim Terusa, I called my mother and said, what went on at my birth? And she was thrilled to tell me. I mean, a lot of people feel this is kind of strange to be asking a question like that, and maybe it's an uncomfortable question for some, but it's still insightful. It gives us a piece of who we are, and that's what the holidays are about, helping us find out who we are. So stay tuned. We're going to take another short break and come back for some closing thoughts.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Roxy, get off the bed. Spooky, stop it. Bad cat.
Honey, don't yell at them.
They're driving me crazy. The cat is always scratching at my favorite chair, and the dog barks at everything, day and night.
I heard Maureen Hall on the radio the other day. She's a world-famous animal trainer. She was saying you don't have to yell at your pets to get them to listen to you. Who can yell at a face like Spooky's? Right, Spooky? He's just a lovable old kitty cat. You know, we should give her a call about the newsletter she has available twice a month.
All right, what's her number?
1-877-627-6227.
Sit, Roxy, sit! Oh, no, not my shoes!
Call today for a fact-filled, action-packed animal coaching newsletter by dialing 1-877-627-6227. Again, for the newsletter, dial 1-877-627-6227. Maureen Hall's Animal Coaching.
MindBridge Radio is broadcasting live every Sunday from 7 to 7:30 p.m. Listen in to learn what hypnosis is, how it works, and what you can do with it to create positive change in your life. Your brain controls every function in your mind and body. Hypnosis is the key to tapping into that power. Through hypnosis, you have the ability to define or change your map of reality, connecting with your dreams. Hypnosis unlocks the potential that lies within you. Don't miss MindBridge Radio, Sundays from 7 to 7:30 p.m. on AM 1100 KFNX.
You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique programming. 1100 KFNX Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed psychotherapist from Los Angeles. And tonight we've been talking about the holidays. Title being Emotional Traumas of the Holidays, Heal the Past to Bring Joy to the Present. And in our last few minutes here, I really want to talk about joy. Joy to the world, joy within yourself. Family for better or worse, but make it better. You know, you have choice. You know, when you're in a marriage, you very often the marriage vows are for better or worse. But you can always choose the better. That means making a commitment to healing, healing your own fears, healing your own beliefs, healing your own judgments. And that starts with healing the beliefs and judgments that you have about yourself that make you less in your mind than other people, that make you feel unworthy of love and of having joy, of healing the family system's beliefs that holidays are not about joy, they're about stress, they're about making it perfect, putting on pretense, putting on a show for everyone, even though inside this is not a pretty picture. This is about choice. Are the holidays about joy for you, or are they going to be about stress and pain for you? If there is no family left, is it going to be about sadness for you? Or can you create an extended family? Can you go do some volunteer work to be around individuals that really appreciate you showing up for them, whether it's feeding the homeless or taking food baskets and visiting people in the hospitals? There's always choice you can make to create a holiday that is joyful. And maybe it doesn't fit your picture and Hollywood's picture of the perfect holiday celebration. but it's really up to you. And the holiday then becomes a microcosm of what you're choosing in life. You can choose the pain and the suffering, the struggle, the fear around the holiday table, or you can choose the joy and choose joy in your life. See what joy feels like in your own body. And that may be a very unfamiliar feeling for you, but you know what? We all have it somewhere in there. We all have some memory of some experience, even if it's a split second. Try and allow yourself to find that split second, to try and find that memory, find the memory that really was one experience of joy. Maybe it was with a grandparent. Maybe it was with a friend's parents. Maybe it was with your own. But somewhere inside there is a memory of joy. That's what you draw on. Because if it's in there, it means you've experienced it. It means you remember it. It means you're worthy of it. And anything else you've been taught opposite to that is not true. And the important aspect is you getting that those negatives, those put-downs, have no truth and no place in your life. They have no place in your holidays. They have no place in your relationships. And the more you see them at play, the more that you see them trying to dictate who you are and how you are in the world and how your relationships are, the more you see it, the better you're able to implement change. There's one particular book that I refer to a lot as Sandra Ray's Loving Relationships, and even though it's out of print, it can still be found on different websites. I like the basics that are in there. But I really wish all of you, since we're going to be doing a repeat next Thursday night on Thanksgiving, I wish all of you a joyous Thanksgiving. And I'll be back personally in 2 weeks, and hopefully I'll hear about your experiences. So have a great holiday, happy Thanksgiving, and don't eat too much.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.
What does freedom feel like? It's a challenging new golf course and the window seat on an old steam train. It's dancing the two-step under a desert sky filled